We tell the story of family businesses across the St. Louis region, and this is a special story of a business leader that moved from an employee to an owner when the opportunity presented itself. Belmont Party Rentals, and Paul Belmont joins us in studio, along with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting to tell this story. Paul, I want to talk to you about party rentals in general. What do you do? Can you talk a little bit about your business?
Sure. We are a full-service party rental company. And by that, I mean we rent tables, chairs, tents, dance floor, staging, china glass, or anything you need for a party except the food.
Right. So what kind of parties?
Anything from backyard barbecues, graduations, weddings, debut parties, corporate events.
They can vary in size.
Absolutely.
Backyard to a corporate event.
Right. We can do parties for, you know, 5 people and do people, 1,000 people.
Wow. 5 people. Do you get a lot of calls for just 5 people
parties?
Not
many. No, yeah. Most of the parties are mid-range, probably 40 to 100.
Yeah.
And then the weddings are the ones where you get in the 2 to 3 to 400 range. Lots of times you're limited by the venue.
Right.
The clubs can hold so much. We do a lot of the country clubs. And even though they have a lot of their own equipment, people want to get special chairs or special linens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we provide.
So what's the largest event you have ever worked?
Oh, that's probably the PGA.
Yeah.
We did the PGA in 91 mm-hmm. at Crooked Stick. We call that our practice PGA because we already had the PGA at Belle Reve.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him into letting us do Indianapolis since it was so close. So we went there and did the whole event
mm-hmm.
and then came back here and replicated it at Belle Reve in 92.
Wow. How about that?
So in that event, you had 6,000 white chairs. You had to change linen in all the corporate tents every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on for an entire week.
Did you have all of this already in a warehouse somewhere? Or did you have to go out and buy a bunch more?
No, we had it all. This is the previous company, Admiral Rentals.
Mm-hmm.
That company had 110 employees. We ran 20 trucks a day,
mm-hmm.
and then through some changes, business shut down, and then now we're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I would never attempt to do a Belle Reve again.
Yeah,
something like that. That's out of our pay scale.
Yeah, that's a big job.
It is.
How many people were involved for a job like that?
We probably had almost everybody involved because every night we'd pick up linen. We had our own in-house laundry,
mm-hmm.
and they'd have to launder everything and then get it back ready. We'd be out there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Redressing everything up.
Yeah, that's go time. There's probably a lot of pressure, too, because you think on a scale, in that type of platform, you really want to make sure you get it right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tea time is a tea time, and they don't want us. We're the help.
Yeah. So Belmont Party Rentals, when did it all start for you?
It's 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Admiral Rentals started in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
I went to work there in 75.
Yeah.
And the man that owned it, Myron Jaffe, didn't have any sons. And I was a general manager. And then in 85, he wanted to sell me the business, which mm-hmm. I did. And then in 92, I bought our largest competitor.
Mm-hmm.
And that made us, you know, quite a large company. And then in 2002, our bank was Southwest Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Probably can't say that on the radio, but
that's okay.
Southwest Bank. And they sold out to M&I Bank. And they got rid of several accounts, and we were one of them.
Oh.
So suddenly we were no longer in existence.
Wow. How about that? Was that something that's a big shock?
I mean,
you have to really figure out what you're going to do after a moment like that.
Yeah, it was one of those things, even though we were current on loans, cash in the bank, and profitable, the balance sheet didn't live up to their expectations.
Yeah.
And some accountant in Milwaukee said, that's it.
Oh, that's terrible.
And when that happens, you can't fight it.
Yeah. It's done.
Yeah, went into hibernation basically for 3 years. I went to work at a catering company and helped them start a rental business.
Yeah.
And then we parted ways, and I restarted Belmont Party Rentals.
Right. You started again.
Yeah, started from scratch.
This is, you said, 3 years later?
3 years. I was off for 3 years from the actual ownership of rental business.
Were you soured of owning a business, or did it take a little time for you to figure out, well, maybe I'll give this another try?
No, I really wasn't soured. The business was so large. It was the prisoners running the prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me a chance to regroup.
Yeah.
And I've told people restarting a business is a lot easier the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what not to do.
Yeah.
Not that we're perfect. We still make mistakes. We're more streamlined. We know what product line to carry. We know what rents. And for us, an empty warehouse is a profitable time for us.
Mm-hmm. Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. I don't think on this program we've ever had someone that's restarted a business. Can you think of any?
I don't think we had anybody restart. That's fairly rare. We did have the Krieghauser Funeral Services, where a prior generation exited the industry, and then the next generation restarted, but with a different business model. Mm-hmm. That's as close as I know of.
It's the story of Belmont Party Rentals, founded by Paul Belmont. We're going to continue their story coming up, along with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, in studio with us today on The Business of Family Business. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. Sometimes family businesses run their course in the next generation. They're not interested in taking it over, or in some cases, there is no one to take it over. I want you to imagine you're a family business owner. You're ready to make that decision. Should I transition? Should I sell? What should I do? Why don't you reach out to CMA Consulting if you're in that position? They lead a multidisciplinary team to help family businesses unify the next generation and develop them to become effective business owners. They want to align the current generation with the next generation. They'll help with family harmony and help increase those odds of a successful generational transition. It's not that easy. Two-thirds of family businesses do not make the generational transition for various reasons. Contact CMA Consulting. Here's the number, and I'll give it to you again, 314-721-1860. Talk to Dan Bean and ask them, what can you do for my family business? Set up a no-obligation meeting to discuss your family business or maybe even a generational transition, and you can do it by going to cmaconsult.com. But here's that phone number again, 314-721-1860. CMA Consulting, 314-721-1860. Welcome back to The Business of Family Business. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, along with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, who presents this program. This is a story of a business leader who went from employee to owner after changes in the marketplace and changes in his life. Paul Belmont from Belmont Party Rentals joins us here on The Business of Family Business. You restart the business.
Right.
You have all of this knowledge of what you did before, what led to the break, and now starting it back up. What did you do differently at the start?
Well, first of all, we don't have any debt. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a bank. Because when you have a bank loan, you have a partner. Partnerships don't always work out real well.
Mm-hmm.
So when I restarted, in fact, the catering company that I was working with, they were one of our bigger customers. And the reason we started a rental company there was nobody provided the service to them that Admiral did.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there. I knew all the sources for inventory. We bought tables and chairs in China and became an in-house rental company, mm-hmm. which afforded me the opportunity to stay in touch with a lot of my old customers, the country clubs and companies and individuals. And they would rent from us. They wouldn't use a catering company. They just needed whatever they needed, tables and chairs and tents.
Yeah.
And then I was in a group called YPO, Young Presidents Organization. Mm-hmm. And once you turn 50, you're out, and you become a 49er. And you're in a forum, and the guys in my forum were encouraging me to think about restarting the business again.
Mm-hmm.
They're like your board of directors, and they said to get a business plan. So I worked in a business plan for a couple of months, finished it on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Went to work on Monday. The owner of the catering company was there, and she's never there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we parted company. She said, it's just not working out. We're just going to go our separate ways. Loaded up my car. Before I even started the engine, my phone rang with a caterer wanting to place an order. And I told them, would you mind if it's billed under Belmont Party Rentals? And he said, I don't really care as long as you're doing it.
Right.
So that really is how it started.
Perfect timing. How about that?
It is absolutely, the stars were aligned, God was on my side, whatever, but everything just fell into place perfectly.
Wow. And that was technically your first client before you even had your name on a stationery somewhere.
Right. I didn't even have inventory. I had to call my friend who was an attorney, and he got us incorporated,
mm-hmm.
got the Secretary of State to get all the paperwork done. And that's how we started.
Just like that.
Yep.
Afterwards, you do your first job under, as you restart the business. After that, how did you get your name out there? How were you able to start letting people know you're doing this, you're doing your own thing,
mm-hmm.
You're no longer associated with your former company, you now have Belmont Party Rentals. How did you start to get your name out there?
Well, when I parted company with the catering company, it was just before Thanksgiving, and we had 13 orders for the Thanksgiving period of time.
Mm-hmm.
and they were all in my brain. I mean, they had them written down at the company, but I knew every single customer. So I went out to every single customer and told them what happened, and they said, that's great. I didn't lose one order.
Hmm.
Every one of them canceled with the other company and gave me the business. So,
'cause they wanted to work with you.
Yes, that was it. And you got to remember, I had no inventory at this time. I had an Explorer, and that was it.
Yeah, so, I don't know how many chairs you can fit into a Ford Explorer.
It's limited.
But yeah. So, not enough.
Not a lot. Fortunately, when I was with the catering company, we established relationships with other rental companies in town, because if they needed something, they'd get it from us and vice versa. And we would give each other a 10% commission or discount.
Mm-hmm.
So if you rented $100 worth of tables, you'd pay $94 when you kept the 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got the business going, literally with nickels and dimes.
Mm.
I might have a $300 order for somebody. I'd make $30 on the order plus the delivery charge.
Wow.
And then you'd save a little money, then I'd buy five tables. So I wouldn't have to sub-rent those anymore. And it's really crawling a lot in the beginning.
Part of that, too, is probably, you know, you want to be able to keep yourself debt-free, knowing what happened with the bank before.
Yep.
And you're doing everything you can to make sure you're not set up for someone to pull the rug from underneath you again.
Absolutely.
Wow. So how long did it take for you to nickel and dime everything together before you started to build your own inventory so you could be self-reliant?
It is, in the beginning, we worked out of my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went from the garage to a storage bank,
mm-hmm.
and built up to seven storage banks. Then went to a warehouse and had half of it, mm-hmm. and then got a little more than that. And this last February, we moved to a 11,000 square foot building with four docks, three trucks,
yeah.
and everything is paid for, which
wow.
is the, I can go to bed at night not worrying about loan committee.
Exactly. How many employees do you have?
We have nine employees now.
Right. How long have they been with you? Any from the start?
Yeah, actually, one of the employees, Jamel, used to work for me at Admiral Rentals.
Hmm.
So when I restarted the business, he came over, and several of my former employees, I have a waiting list of people that want to work for me.
Yeah,
sounds kind of arrogant, but what's nice about that is that the business gets larger. I can bring someone in that already knows inventory. Mm-hmm. They know how to pack a truck, where to deliver.
Paul, are you married?
Yes.
What did your wife think about all of this during this process?
She was the most supportive person you could ever ask for.
Is that right? Good.
We lost our house. We lost everything we owned. We actually
wow.
went down to zero. We were forced to file Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And both kids were in college, so we did qualify for loan assistance
mm-hmm.
to get them through school. But when the business closed, when I was let go, went home, and she'd already made a handwritten sign that says, "Welcome to Belmont Party Rentals."
Wow.
And it's still hanging there just to remind me. But we are a team, my wife Cindy and I, for 40 years.
That's must have been a very difficult time, though, going through all of that and still trying to run a business.
You know, our faith is so strong. It's out of my control. I do what I feel is right. And things don't always work out. But I think our attitude was, you have no other choice but to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, you've said this before, being a family business or a business owner in general, not for the faint of heart. You go through a lot of trials.
If it were easy to own a business, everybody would own one because the benefits are great. It is not easy. It takes persistence, and it takes an inability to hear the word no,
mm-hmm.
because you just have to keep going.
Paul Belmont in Belmont Party Rentals. Do you know Richard Nix Jr. from Butler's Pantry?
Very well. We're good friends.
Is that right?
Knew his dad real well. They were customers years and years ago. Ricky and I are good friends.
Have you ever worked the same events? Because
oh, all the time.
Is that right?
We did the VP parade together. He did the food. We did all the equipment.
Oh, is that
at the
right?
Reviewing stand.
Yeah, that's a big event too.
Yes,
lots of people.
Yeah,
come
Rick
on for
is
that.
A class act, and he knows what he's doing.
How often do you find that your relationships with other companies and businesses lead to more business for you?
All the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
That's got to be a big part of operating your business.
It is
the networking.
Yeah, absolutely, the business is networking in this town. You've got to be very careful what you say because everyone is related in some way or another.
Hmm.
And the market that we went after is the more high-end market down the Highway 40 corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that like good service
mm-hmm.
and good quality.
Yeah.
And I learned years ago, when I got out of college, I went to work at Commerce Bank, and the chairman of the bank downtown was a man named Charlie Ruprecht. Hmm. And he told me years ago, he was one of my mentors, and I'd get to the bank at 7 in the morning, even though it didn't open until late. We would just talk about different things. And he was the president of Hussmann Refrigeration System. And people would ask him, why should I buy from you? You're the most expensive. And his response was, I come with the deal. And I'm thinking, that's an important thing to remember. So mm-hmm. that's how I've operated my business. When you rent from me, I do come with the deal. I yeah. visit job sites, say hi to the client. So and I do care about it. And as Dana mentioned, you worry about events. When storms come through, I start mentally visualizing St. Louis and where we have tents. Mm-hmm. Make sure they're still standing.
The first, like, just it happens all the time, these quick storms that will fly
Absolutely.
Through here. And the first thing you think of is, you know, there's people that are renting from me.
Yep.
They may be affected by this. What can
yes.
I, what do I need to do?
Right.
Wow. All the time. You get alerts at 2 a.m. Do you wake up and check?
If I hear the alerts, I start checking, yes. That's one of the downsides of owning a business. You mean I'm in it hook, line, and sinker.
Around the clock, 24/7.
You really are. And the phone calls, we don't have an answering service. It goes right to my landline is forward to my cell phone. Mm-hmm. In fact, last July 4th, one of the country clubs had a huge event. They had 950 people for their celebration. And at 6 o'clock that night, July yeah. 4th, they needed sidewalls for the tent.
Hmm.
So they got them.
Because you have them.
Well, I was smart enough to put them in my car, so I didn't have to drive that far. I didn't have to drive to the warehouse. I just
did. You anticipate them. Someone may need them? You just had them
yep,
in your car?
I did.
You do that a lot? You anticipate, what if somebody calls? You just automatically think, throw it in the car just in case?
Yes.
Wow.
It saves on the time. In the old days, back in the 70s, people had beepers.
Mm-hmm.
You're too young to remember a beeper.
I remember the beeper.
But
I didn't have one, but
you looked impressive because usually just doctors had beepers.
Yeah.
I'm a rental guy. But the caterer would be at a job site or the club would have a problem. They'd call our main line. The answering service answered the phone.
Mm-hmm.
They would then beep me. My beeper goes off. I have to go find a phone.
A pay phone. Mm-hmm.
And then call the answering service. They would say, ABC Catering Company needs you. Then you have to call the catering company
mm-hmm.
to find out what they needed.
Yeah.
And go to the warehouse, get it, and deliver it. Now, when they call, I answer the phone.
Do you have a lot of phone numbers memorized?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem like you would, just to be able to connect to people quickly, you would have to memorize some of these numbers.
Well, and it helps with caller ID on the phones, too, because they know who's calling when it comes in. But
sure.
My desk phone, several numbers are worn down.
Belmont Party Rentals, Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, you heard a few things from Paul there. You heard how if you call a phone number, he's going to be there to answer. He's anticipating, just in case storms come through or a client may need something, he anticipates ahead of time, puts it in his car, just in case. And you hear about these little personal touches in some of the stories he's mentioning there. So I wanted to talk to you about that, how he differentiates himself from his competitors, because what he's doing, I think, is really smart.
So there's a lot of things that people hope become a competitive advantage, but the competition can easily replicate them. Mm-hmm. But a culture of service where not just Paul, but every member mm-hmm. of his team knows what to do, knows how to take care of the customer, and always satisfy the customer, mm-hmm. that's a hard thing for a competitor to emulate. And so it becomes a distinctive competitive advantage in the marketplace.
When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Belmont Party Rentals. That's Paul Belmont joining us in studio with Dan Bean from CMA Consulting on the Business of Family Business on KMOX. We tell the story of family businesses, and we would love to tell your family business story, too. Reach out to Dan Bean at CMA Consulting. Let him know you're interested in telling a story on this program, The Business of Family Business. We continue with Paul Belmont from Belmont Party Rentals. Like right now, are you thinking about tents that are out somewhere else?
Currently, we have no tents out, but
okay.
We have them going on next week.
You think about these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's the thing. Your mind works. In fact, last July 4th, we had two trucks loaded up to go down to the parade, the reviewing stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and started thinking, what if the truck didn't start? They're already loaded.
Yeah.
And we have a deadline. The parade started at 9:30,
mm-hmm.
and they're not going to care if Belmont has a problem with the truck. Customers
right.
don't care about your problems, so you don't tell them your problems. So I got up, drove to the warehouse. which isn't that far from my home now, and got the trucks all started. And then I just sat in my office and worked for a while.
Wow. Does that drive your wife crazy when you do things like that?
She's used to it.
Yeah.
Her dad was a dentist, and he practiced dentistry till he was 86 years old and had a full practice. And she grew up with her dad having to leave the table occasionally. He's an innovator in dentistry in Southern Illinois. And especially Christmas Day, some person would get hit in the mouth with a baseball bat or a ball, and tooth would come loose. Cliff would go to the office, take care of him. So she grew up with that, and her mother was very independent. And my wife is the same way. She understands. In fact, when we dated, she knew that 7:30 was a good time because usually any problems are over by then.
Mm-hmm.
But there were many times I'd be at a party and have to leave to take care of a problem and then come back.
Right. Wow.
And she's never gotten mad at me for that.
You mentioned some of these big events you've worked when it comes to golf and the PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. You've worked other big events too, notable ones. Can you talk about some of those?
Yeah, I mean, one event that we did, the Pope's visit, when the Pope came here in 1999, we did the entire thing.
Wow.
And that included getting staging put up in the turrets at the cathedral so Secret Service, the snipers could be up there.
Mm-hmm.
We did all the tending for this because the Pope is a head of state. He gets Secret Service protection.
Mm-hmm.
So we did all that. We put a tent up on Lindell and Skinker, and that was kind of fun because I had one person with me, and we were inside the tent.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Pope arrived in his limo, he got into the Pope mobile. We opened it up, and there were six of us inside this tent with the Pope.
Yeah.
And he blessed us.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was kind of fun. And then we also did the first debate at Washington University.
The 92 one.
92 one. We got to meet Ross Perot, George Bush, and Bill Clinton. And we had to build a stage, and the stage had to be exactly a certain height because the cameras for the presentation had to be a certain height.
Right.
And it couldn't make any noise and couldn't move. So we built this thing, and we put a floor on top of it.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Absolutely. And that was fun. We like being around all that. I mean, you're around where the action is.
Yeah.
But we're there not to be in the spotlight. We're behind the scenes to make sure it goes smoothly.
Do you, in the back of your mind, just like the 2 o'clock waking up in the middle of the night worrying, do you ever think, what if something happens to the stage and, you know, it's going to be live on television? Do you have worries like that?
Not really with the stage because the way they're constructed, they aren't going to collapse. It's not like these big stages for concerts. These have multiple sets of legs and they're not going to call. I feel I'm lucky. I think the people that do the sound and lighting and the camera, that's a problem. If you lose power, you're in trouble.
Well, that happened at the first Democratic debate where they had the sound issues and they had to cut to break. And that was the thing everyone remembered.
Yep.
So they have to worry about that. Now, the person that set that up, I'm sure.
Right.
They were sweating it when those mistakes started to happen.
They do. You don't want to be on a microphone and have people see your mouth moving and nothing coming out.
You mentioned when you restarted Belmont Party Rentals that your two children were in college at the time.
Yes.
Do any of them work with you today?
My son does. He's a full-time employee. He grew up both kids worked for me at the Admiral Rental days, but they didn't work directly for me. They had bosses. And Jennifer is our oldest daughter. She's an attorney, and she works with Hightower Wealth Management. And she has her dream job. You're not going to have family members in a business, brothers and sisters, because it's a recipe for disaster.
You see that.
I've seen it before. I mean, I know it can happen. So right now I'm in charge, but my son and I work real well together.
Great.
And I'm accountable. He makes sure I'm polite to people, that we do things the right way.
Yeah. Your working relationship, though, you guys have a great working relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about outside of work? Can you still get together with the family? Do you talk business when that happens?
Try not to talk too much business. We like to play golf together.
Oh, okay.
So that's our passion.
Is that how you unwind?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Yeah. You've serviced a lot of golf courses and country clubs, things like that. Do you find it nearly impossible to walk in and notice, well, they set up with this other company. Why didn't they call me? Or do you think about things like that?
Yes.
All the time.
Actually, last night, this investment group we're in, we were at this meeting. And fortunately, all the rentals came from me.
Yeah.
So having a glass of wine on my own glass is a lot nicer than my competitor's glass or under my competitor's tent. But I get over it very quickly. I don't let it bother me.
You know, when we had Winco Windows in here to do the business, a family business, the first thing they did, they inspected all the windows, and they said when they stay at a hotel, they look at the windows, and it's just like a nonstop process that you go through. So when you're out somewhere, are you always scouting, oh, that's a good idea, or, oh, we should incorporate that? Are you looking for new ideas?
All the time.
Yeah.
In fact, when we were younger, we'd go to places and walk with my wife, Cindy, and our kids, and there'd be tables in a mall, and if I didn't do them, I want to know who did, so I'd look under the table and see the name. She gets embarrassed, but they kept walking while I did that. But when you watch movies, I look at tents or the chairs they have, go to trade shows. Mm-hmm. We're unique in this town that virtually all the competitors, we all get along real well.
Mm-hmm. You go to trade shows. What are some of the trends that are going on in the party rental business?
The rental business hasn't changed much in the 44 years I've been doing this. What's changed is the way we do the business. Computers. You know, in the old days, you got an invoice, put it in a typewriter, and you'd have to type in the person's name and address mm-hmm. and deliver to, and then you type in 200, and you do Whitewood chairs, you know, $2 a piece and extended, and you do the whole thing up. Now you just enter the code and extends it. Everything is always correct.
Mm-hmm.
Emailing. So we've become extremely efficient in how we do it. But a table's a table's a table still.
Yeah.
And the only question is what size you want and how many people want to sit there and what kind of chair you want.
What kind of tables do you use? Do you use wooden tables or plastic?
Actually, a combination of both.
Yeah. One,
that's part of the restarting the business. Our rectangular tables, the 6 and 8 footers, are plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that because the caterers like to use them in the kitchens, and they can wipe them down.
Oh, okay.
It's more, way more sanitary to have a plastic table because you can use bleach water. The best we think we have the best tables and chairs on the market, and that's why they last so long.
Happy to have Paul Belmont from Belmont Party Rentals in studio with us. We're going to continue their story coming up next on The Business of Family Business, presented by CMA Consulting. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and 2/3 of family businesses, they do not make the generational transition. So when a family business owner is ready to step down, they may be thinking about a way to bring up the next generation in a leadership position, maybe some of them in an ownership position. But if that's going to happen, how do you know they're ready to develop into a successor of the family business? They're ready to be the president or CEO. How do you know they're ready to be effective business owners? That's where CMA Consulting can step in. It's not an easy thing to do to support effective family business ownership. And on top of that, unity within the next generation. When was the last time you as a business even thought about or discussed insights into the family business on how that transition will take place? If you have questions or you want to know more, it doesn't hurt to pick up the phone and call CMA Consulting. Ask for Dan Bean and say, what can you do for my family business? Here's the number, 314-721-1860. And you can look them up on the website, cmaconsult.com, cmaconsult.com. Give CMA a call. Telling the story of family businesses across St. Louis. It's The Business of Family Business. You can listen to this episode and many more by going to KMOX.com and look for The Business of Family Business in the podcast section. Today, we're talking to Paul Belmont from Belmont Party Rentals. Has your son shown any interest in taking the business over one day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So yes. You've already had those discussions.
Yes, we are.
Wow.
And we have my daughter involved, too. That's because she's an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
She has a friend of hers who does this type of thing. So we're all working, and Cindy and I want to make sure that the business continues, that both of our kids get along.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And he knows the business. And the nice thing is his generation is the next generation that should be the movers and shakers in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who is a 40-year-old individual looks at me. I'm her dad's age.
Mm-hmm.
But Andrew, they could have gone to school together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of our business came from where the kids went to school, too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is a big networking town.
Yeah. So your son has his own ideas. Does he ever present ideas to you?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yes.
What do you think of them?
I listen to him sincerely, and I may tell him that's a great idea, and there are things that he's done that we've implemented. And I'll say, Andrew, I tried that 40 years ago. It didn't work. We'll try to rethink it.
Mm-hmm.
I pride myself in never being so closed-minded that I know it all.
Mm-hmm.
I may know a lot, but a lot of that's just through experience. New face, new eyes, new brain. He may see something at a different angle than I see it.
Yeah.
And I respect him for that.
That's great. What's your retirement plan going to be like? Are you going to actually step aside at some point? Or are you going to be around for a while?
It's funny. Someone asked Andrew a couple months ago, when's your dad going to retire? And his response is when he falls over dead. That's really not the plan. I want to slow down a little bit.
Okay.
But my dad worked until he died at 83, and my father-in-law was still working at 86.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what I do.
Right.
I know I can't physically do all the stuff I used to do 20 and 30 years ago, but I like being on the job sites and seeing people and seeing the finished product.
Yeah, but at some point you want your son to be the one to worry at 2 a.m., not
yeah.
you.
Yes.
Just want to make sure you hit your tea time as opposed to get the chairs out for someone else's.
Right, and we're moving in that direction. When we go on vacation, my wife and I like to travel. He's absolutely in charge. I don't want to hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
Anything comes up, he takes care of it,
mm-hmm.
and he can write checks. He's got full capacity to do anything.
That's great. Do you feel good about that? Do you ever worry about him?
Not anymore.
Yeah?
In the beginning, I was kind of worried whether he'd really want to be in the rental business, but he's going to like it. And I've told him before, if you ever change your mind, you're not going to hurt me. I don't want you to be doing something that you do not want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, he likes the perks, the fact that, the other day we took off, it was a slow day, we took off and played 18 holes.
Yeah. At Belmont Party Rentals, has computers helped the way you book clients?
Yes.
That too. So it's not just billing and invoicing, things like that. You've also used it in ways to perhaps get business.
Yes. In fact, the computer, we use QuickBooks Online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because people can pay online now.
Hmm.
Years ago, you didn't. You had to write a check or give us cash. And then we started taking credit cards, but now they can pay it. The system lets them pay online. We were having at our meeting last night, my wife and I, my phone clicked, I looked, and someone had just paid us $2,100 for something.
Huh.
And I said, that's in the bank.
It
was
good.
That simple.
Yeah.
So that's where it's really helped the business, the computer.
Did you do a Major League Baseball event in Denver?
We did. We used to store the Anheuser-Busch, the Bud Light tent.
So you would get business here in St. Louis, but you would go all the way to Denver
right.
to help the client.
Yes.
That's a lot of travel.
The guys loved it.
Yeah?
The crew would load the tent up on the truck and drive to Denver. They'd get the tent up.
So they looked forward to it.
They did, because they got paid 8 hours a day for the 8 or 10 days they were gone.
Yeah.
And they got tickets to go watch the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
And the only thing they couldn't do, they just weren't allowed to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there was a problem with the tent,
sure, they have
I had to
be,
make sure they're there.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing we did the Daytona 500.
Mm-hmm.
The AB wanted the tent down there. They just call us up and guys take off, go down there. That trip, they took their fishing poles.
So they look at it as a perk of the job that they can go and do those things once in a while.
Yes. Well, that same thing happened at Gateway. We did all the Gateway races,
mm-hmm.
the NASCAR. And some of the guys were just fanatical about racing. And one of the requirements, we had to have two people on site for the whole race.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guys got a golf cart. We knew the caterer, so they got fed. They had a walkie-talkie. And again, they couldn't drink,
mm-hmm.
but they drove around, watched the race, and got paid for it.
And they got fed. They
got fed and paid, yep.
It's great.
Good life.
Good deal.
And those are the perks we did to the people that were employees that were really the top-notch employees that would, if time to start was 8 o'clock, they were there at 7:45,
mm-hmm.
and they were ready to work.
Yeah.
And when they came in from the route, if we had another delivery to make at 4 o'clock, they wouldn't grumble. They would just do it.
Yeah. You find that you read these stories about ways to motivate people inside of a company, and they talk about these experiences, and mm-hmm. that's always a big way to motivate people. You give them the opportunity to do things like that,
yep.
and it's a good way to treat your employees and, make them feel valued. They get to go out and do these things that are fun, but, mm-hmm. also part of the job. Moments like that.
They have ownership in the business, the guys.
Mm-hmm.
They like what they do. We have got a great group of customers. They're friendly with the customers.
Mm-hmm.
The customers, some of the places feed them. If you're there at lunchtime, they get lunch. So they and they liked, like myself, seeing the finished product. You get an empty field. Mm-hmm. By the time you put a tent up and a dance floor and lights and tables and chairs, you've made it into something very, very nice.
Yeah. So what are the plans for the future at Belmont Party Rentals?
Just consistent growth like we've been doing. We don't want to, I mean, too much growth can be bad for you. We have nice, steady growth.
Mm-hmm.
For me to work a little bit less and Andrew to work a little bit more. Mm-hmm. He already works 50 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
but take more responsibility.
Right. The transitioning of leadership, and you've seen a lot of that going on.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one thing I've had with my YPO people, with my friends. We're still involved with YPO, and you discuss transferring business from one generation to the next.
Is there anything you've gotten out of the business of? So you, maybe something you would rent in the past and you thought, oh, that's too much work. I can't do that anymore.
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Things like griddles, deep fryers. We used to carry those.
Oh, boy.
And the
deep fryers.
Problem with that is they're not designed to go on trucks.
Yeah.
They're designed to go in a restaurant kitchen.
Right.
Put in a truck, thing bounces, something happens. Your nightmare is a caterer calling you saying that the griddle, the deep fryer is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're about to cook for X number of people.
Terrible, yeah.
So we said, we're better off to say, no, we don't carry them anymore.
Yeah.
And we don't do carnival equipment,
mm-hmm.
Bouncy things, games.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not in our plan.
Right. So you stick to a lot of the special events, things like that.
And yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Dan Bean from CMA Consulting, one thing that Paul mentioned was former employees that want to get back in. He also mentioned he has a list of people that want to come work for him. That's pretty awesome.
It's particularly in today's environment, it is extraordinarily awesome. Today, most organizations are having a hard time finding employees that are minimally qualified. He's got people on a waiting list who want to come to work for him and his organization, and that's a real compliment to Paul personally and the organization and the culture he's built. So that's just unheard of in today's labor situation.
That's great. Paul, if people wanted to check out your website or maybe get a better feel for the services that you offer, where can they go?
Just go to our website, BelmontPartyRentals.com. My son's wife helped develop the website. She puts the pictures on it. She maintains it. They maintain, we really strive with Google.
Mm-hmm.
We have never had anything other than a 5-star review. I think we're up to 30 now. The guys know that too. Mm-hmm. That's like an unbeaten streak. You don't want that 4.5 star anymore.
Yeah.
We want to continue with that. But the website can show people pictures, gives them ideas, pricing, color chart. And social media is a big deal. I mean, it is to me because we use Facebook a lot. We post pictures of events.
Mm-hmm.
And my Facebook friends consist of friends and customers who are friends too. But it helps keep the Belmont name out to people.
Yeah. Dan Bean from CMA Consulting. You heard a great story here from Belmont Party Rentals, and Paul tells the story of a great family business now. What are some of your impressions?
It's a great story, Ryan. You know, Paul had a very successful career and bought a business and then had a misfortune with his banking partner, and that caused him to exit the industry for a few years. But he came back, he restarted the business, and I do think it is easier to restart. I agree with Paul. If you're in the same industry, it's easier to restart. But Paul had to build it from the ground up again, worked very hard, did not take no for an answer. He and his team have done an excellent job of creating customer loyalty. Mm-hmm. And building a very strong business and family business, and I think they will enjoy much success.
Great. Paul Belmont from Belmont Party Rentals, thank you so much for joining us on the Business of Family Business.
Thanks for having me.